Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. It was this past week in 2019 when the world seemingly watched Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris go up in smoke.
It's been 5 years since the fire that destroyed the roof and the spire of Notre Dame. The cathedral is set to reopen to the public in December, and there's a lot to do before then. There are teams working inside and out to get it ready, but they're all confident that it will reopen as planned.
CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
No one's allowed inside the cathedral at the moment, but tourists still flock to Notre Dame to visit this iconic Paris landmark. There's still a lot of scaffolding, there are cranes, there's a lot of work going on.
An American carpenter, meanwhile, is among the teams working to rebuild Notre Dame.
14 months ago, Hank Silver shut up his small carpentry business in Massachusetts and flew to France for a once-in-a-millennium opportunity.
It's such an unbelievable experience.
Silver is helping rebuild the roof of Notre Dame. He's one of hundreds of artisans skilled in the traditional building methods needed for the restoration.
And so impressive, honestly, to just see the level of skill that everyone's bringing to this project.
Finishing touches now are also being put on the new fire safety measures incorporated in the restoration to protect the church against any future damage.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A big jump in anti-Semitic incidents in Missouri last year, more than double the national increase, according to new numbers from the Anti-Defamation League's annual audit. Nationally, anti-Semitic incidents last year were up 140%, but in Missouri, they were up more than 300%. The regional director of the ADL's Heartland office, Jordan Kadosh, tells Total Information AM, there's no other way to characterize this big increase than to call it an emergency for the Jewish community.
Our increase is larger than the national average by quite a margin. So we're up 316%. We only actually recorded 30 anti-Semitic incidents in 2022 in Missouri. And last year, in 2023, we were looking at 125 across the state.
Two-thirds of those incidents came after the October 7th surprise attack on Israel by Hamas. A Christian music star who got her start on American Idol has died.
Grammy-winning singer and American Idol alum Mandisa has died. Her family said her death was unexpected and she had no known health issues. Mandisa came into national fame when she made it to 9th place on American Idol Season 5. She has since become a star in Christian music, nominated for 5 Grammys, winning Best Contemporary Christian Music Album in 2014. Previously, Mandisa opened up about her bouts with depression, saying that God, her friends, and her family helped pull her out of it. She was 47. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.